Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Show powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We are in Hoover, Alabama, SEC Media Days, day four. Getting ready to wrap up here in a couple of hours. Still some people around, a little bit of activity around here. We're joined now by Jason Swain at Swain Event on Twitter. Swain, I guess after today, when talking season ends, then it's officially college football season, right? Is that the way that works?
Absolutely. In my world, that's the way it works. I mean, you look at another 2 weeks or so, give or take, and most of the teams in the SEC will start practice and get ready for the season. So, yeah, in my world, it's football season.
What a filibuster from Jeremy Pruitt. I mean, pretty much covered about everything except for, you know, how thick the socks are going to be this year.
I mean, I understand what Coach Pruitt was trying to do. I mean,
not answer a bunch of questions.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Pruitt, you know, he's a defensive guy, and most defense coordinators are very, very intense. They're demanding. And last year, I think Pruitt understood that maybe he needed to dial it back a little bit, be a head coach. And I think that's kind of the lesson that Will Muschamp have learned. You see Will Muschamp, he's much different in his demeanor and his approach. And, you know, he's on the sideline acting crazy like he did. We used to Texas and Auburn, and even as a head coach of Florida. So I think Pruitt really understood that it was important to show love to the people that are helping his job be a little bit easier. I mean, his assistant coaches, the support staff. I mean, he mentioned the weight and conditioning staff. He mentioned the nutrition staff. He mentioned the good folks over there in the Thornton Center to handle academics. He really understands that he can't do it by himself. I mean, last year, you know, he made comments like, hey, if he could, he would be the OC, the defense coordinator, head coach, and special teams coordinator. And you know, he just can't do that. And I think he's really, really smart and strategic with, you know, making sure that the people that was going to help him understood that he appreciated him. And then he took time to throw out his recruiting pitch. You know,
yes, I love that. Did.
Yeah, any new wide receivers in the mix already?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they got a commitment.
Yeah, it worked. So I thought Pruitt was very strategic in his approach, and you can tell he's developing as a head coach, especially in front of the microphone.
Swain, he also talked about Trey Smith with us. We had him on live, and we asked him about Trey Smith, and he said he wants to play football. He said he's in the best shape of his life. It really sounded like, for the first time in a while, that Pruitt was kind of indicating that he was headed down a path, Trey Smith, towards playing this year.
Man, you can just tell. I mean, everyone that is either connected to Tennessee as a fan, a current player, you heard Derek Garantano's comments there on Trey Smith, or even a coach. I mean, everyone is kind of cautious about Trey Smith playing because, you know, we want what's best for Trey. We want him to be happy, but at the same time, we understand life is way more important than just playing the game of football. So he's a heck of a player. Tennessee's offensive line will certainly be better with him. But the first and most important thing is his health. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. You know, I just hope that he's okay, and you know, he's being safe, and looks like Tennessee is doing what they can to help him cross his T's and dot his I's.
Jason Swain, our guest at Swain Event on Twitter. Vols missed out on the quarterback, Haynes King. We talked a little bit about him. Man, a lot of talk about that guy. It's a shame they couldn't land him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a stud. Don't get me wrong. He's really, really good. And you know, Tennessee is in a position where it would be beneficial if they brought in two quarterbacks.
Yep.
Look at the possibility of Jared Garantano possibly going to the NFL next year. I mean, if Jared leaves next year, and, you know, you only sign one quarterback in this recruiting class, you're basically looking at three guys who you have to choose from. And that's three guys in your room is not a lot. You want to have at least four scholarship quarterback guys that feel like it could possibly, you can let those guys battle. You can pick one from those guys to lead you on Saturdays. Three is a scary number. So, Tennessee wanted to bring in two. Don't know if they still want to do that or not. We'll see. A lot of guys are still committed to other schools. I mean, Haynes King is one of the few uncommitted quarterbacks that was out there. So, I'm not sure what Tennessee's approach will be right now, but certainly a big miss for Tennessee. But they have Harrison Bailey, who's dang good, and he competes at a high level there at Marietta High School.
No, you miss out on Haynes King. I think the option is grad transfer now.
Yeah, grad transfer or maybe a JUCO. Anybody know of any Cam Newtons out there?
Well, there's been one ever, so yeah. Yeah. That dude.
A defensive end looking quarterback? That's hard to find.
Yeah.
Swain,
yeah,
we played them. Arkansas State played them in his, I think it may have been his first game of the year, and he came out, and our kids were like, that's him, number one. They said, no, that's a defensive lineman. Somebody goes, no, that's the quarterback. No. And that was even then. I mean, my gosh, that kid is gigantic.
Yeah, man. Only Cam Newton's like that comes once in every lifetime generation. So, but you're right. Tennessee may have to look that route, JUCO or grad transfer route, since all the high school quarterbacks are off the board, it seems.
Jason Swain with us. SwainEvent.com is his website, at SwainEvent on Twitter. Swain, we also visit with Daryl Taylor, the outside linebacker at Tennessee, the returning sack leader in the Southeastern Conference. And one of the things that he was talking about, Jason, was that he needs to find more consistency in his game. Half of his sacks came against Kentucky. Now, the funny part of that, I asked him, I said, in your downtime, a lot of people play video games, they watch movies, they watch Netflix, whatever. I said, do you just put that Kentucky game on a loop? And he said, funny that you say that. He said, I've got a one-year-old, and I put the Kentucky game on for the one-year-old, and he said he watched the whole thing.
Yeah, when you look at this team, and really any team in the SEC, usually the team that has the most NFL prospects, the most NFL draft picks, has the best chance to win. And you look at Tennessee right now, they got about five or six guys that possibly can get themselves drafted, and they're led by Daryl Taylor, who looks like he's going to be a guy that the Senior Bowl's looking at, the premier all-star game for seniors in college football. So, that's kind of what I'm looking for. He did a really good job in the Georgia game, pressuring Jake Fromm. Didn't get to him the whole time, but he did pressure him, force some early throws. But definitely got to the Kentucky quarterback. I want to see him do that in every game this year. The Florida game, the Alabama game. And, yes, he needs to be more consistent, do it each and every game. But I don't mind a four-sack performance every once in a while either.
No doubt.
Well, Swain, there's I want to go back a little to recruiting. Matt Hayes with Bleacher Report put out an article. Basically, the headline said, once a proud SEC heavyweight, Tennessee will never be elite again. Now, if you actually read the article, basically it's saying because you have Nick Saban at Alabama, Florida has Mullen, Kirby Smart at Georgia, Ed Orgeron recruiting as well as anyone in the league at LSU. That's the gist of it, that all these other schools are now recruiting so well that Tennessee is never going to be able to be elite again. What's your take on that take?
I think that take is very, very hot. And I think it's I think it's easy to say that. I mean, I don't think he's saying anything that Tennessee fans haven't thought about. I mean, it's like he's breaking news to us that Tennessee's not that great. Like, we know that, man. We've been watching Tennessee football, last, 6-7 years. what I disagree with is just saying that they will never be elite again. Are we saying elite means teams that only win national championships? Or are we talking about teams that have won at a very, very high level in the last 2 years? I think Tennessee has the resources to get back there. I don't know if Tennessee is going to be they were in the late 90s, because Tennessee was dominating at a time when, they were able to go in South Carolina and take the best players out of that state. Now, Clemson and South Carolina is doing a really good job of recruiting. Tennessee was able to go in other states and take players out of their states, and they're not able to do that anymore. So now, our reach, our net has to go wider to Charlotte, to the Atlantic Coast, maybe up north, maybe out west. So, yeah, it's a little bit harder to recruit because of the in-state talent in Tennessee, but Tennessee has all the resources to do it again. The question is, when will we do it? Will I be alive when we do it? I mean, that's the question. But to say never, I think that's a little spicy of a take, if you ask me.
All right, never's too long a word for anything, man.
Yeah,
I mean, everything's cyclical.
I thought that was a clickbait, article title. And I get it. I mean, you want people clicking on the website, whatever. I just thought it was an easy article to write. I didn't think it was too much effort to say Tennessee's not good. Yeah, we know that. Orgeron. Yeah, I mean he's gonna be good at LSU. Man, they have in-state talent. They got resources, but with good coaching, why can't Tennessee be elite again? I just disagree. But that's just my point. That's just my take on the whole situation.
I honestly would disagree with that premise about anybody. I mean, you just can't tell. Like, if you're talking about college basketball 20 years ago and you say Butler will never play in a Final Four. Oh, okay. Never is a big word.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama, during the time when I came out of the state, they got hit with sanctions connected to Albert Means. They went out and had three different coaches in less than a week. I mean, they had a lot of instability. And so I'm pretty sure you can say at that time, Alabama would never be elite again. Well, you just never know. You never know what coach is going to come along, what transcendent player is going to come along. I mean, give me a Trevor Lawrence, every decade and see what happens. So I just thought it wasn't much effort put into the article. I don't know the writer. I'm pretty sure he's really good, whatever. But I disagree with the article. I'm not going to attack him or anything like that. Like the social media mob, I just disagree with his premise.
Great stuff, man. Always enjoy visiting with you.
Thank you, buddy.
Anytime.
Jason Swain, Swain Event at SwainEvent.com, at Swain Event on Twitter. When we come back, an update on Albert Haynesworth's situation dealing with a kidney issue.